We're now moving on to our public hearings for tonight. The first item is case number 11,696. John C. Wary and Patsy D. Wary seek variances to reduce the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks. Sections 115-42B, 115-183C, and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the southeast side of Laws Point Road, approximately 958 feet northeast of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 36972 Laws Point Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, Map 12.16, Parcel 305. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and two mail returns. Specifically, they're asking for a 0.3-foot variance for the house, a 0.4-foot variance for the house, a 3.9-foot variance for the house, a 3.7-foot variance for the house, a 3.2-foot variance for the shed, a 3.1-foot variance for the shed, a 5.1-foot variance for the house, a 1.3-foot variance for the steps, a 1.2-foot variance for the deck, a 1.3-foot variance for the deck, a 2.9-foot variance for the house, and a 2.4-foot variance for the house. Thank you.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
John Wary, 26972 Laws Point Road, Southeyville, Pennsylvania, or Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Wary, we've passed around to the board some pictures, I believe, of your home, and as soon as they get around, we'll talk about it. But.
You want to introduce yourself while the
yes, let me introduce myself to the board as well.
I got one up. I just need it right now.
My name is Ray Tomasetti. I'm an attorney from Fenwick Island. I represent Mr. and Mrs. Wary. And next to me is Mr. Wary, and he is the property owner. Mr. Wary, how long have you owned this property in Swan Keys?
I bought the property in 1996.
Okay. And when you bought the property in 1996, we're looking at the first picture. Was the home on that property at that time?
Yes, it was.
And you've been before the board before regarding some variances on some improvements you've made to the property. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And attached to your application, you have copies of variances you got in before this board in 2004. What were those variances for, if you can recall?
They were for a side porch, screened-in porch, and also for a enclose a deck at the rear of the dwelling.
Now, when you got the before you got those variances, or when you did the construction, did you get building permits from Sussex County?
Yes. Okay.
Now, if we look at the pictures, I believe they've gotten around to the board. The first picture that we have, the picture here, this is a picture of your the front of your house.
Yes.
Okay, and to the right of the property, is that the porch or sun deck?
That's a screened-in porch, yes.
All right. And if we look at the second picture, is that a picture of the side of your house on the left side?
That's correct.
Okay. And the third picture, if we look at that picture, is that towards the rear of your home?
That's correct, yes.
And does that show the enclosed porch as well?
That's correct, yes.
All right. And then the fourth picture shows, looks like some type of decking. When was that built?
That was built back in 2004.
And that's after you got the building permits to build those things.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Now, the size of your lot, I know there's attached to the application two surveys. And the survey you had when you purchased the property, what did it show the frontage of your lot?
40 feet.
And what was the depth of that lot, roughly?
97 feet.
Now, were you under the impression that it was 100 feet when you bought the lot?
Yes, I was told that the lot was 40 feet wide by 100 feet in depth.
Okay. And when you, if you look at the picture or the survey that you've attached to the application when you bought the property, it shows a shed on the property. Was that shed there when you purchased the property?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And the home itself, I think you've said, the one-story modified manufactured home was there when you purchased the property in 1996.
That's correct.
Okay. And it looks like there was an outside shower on there. Have you removed that?
That's been removed, yes.
All right. Now, the property itself, when you got the variances in 2004 and you built, were there other homes in your community similar to your home as to the setbacks?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And the character of the neighborhood, I know that Swan Keys is in transition, but will the improvements made or the variances we're seeking tonight, will they affect the character of the neighborhood in any way?
Just for the better, man.
All right. And the variance you're seeking, it looks like in the survey that was attached, that was done recently, it shows some of the items that were not depicted as to setbacks on the survey you had in 2004 when you were in here. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And so the purpose tonight is really to clarify and to seek these variances so that your home is in conformity with Sussex County Code. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Now, have you talked to any of your neighbors about these variances, your neighbors adjacent to you or other neighbors in the community?
When I first constructed it, I did, yes.
Okay. And your neighbors to either side, have they voiced any objections to you recently or at this time?
No, they don't really live there anymore, the ones that are there now.
All right. But to your knowledge, there's no one has objected to the location of your home on this property or the various years?
No.
All right. Are there any questions of Mr. Worry regarding the variances we're seeking tonight?
How was this called?
It was called because he was in the process of selling the property and a new survey was done. So that's how it really came about. So when he got the new survey to sell the property, it was very simpler surveying, was very detailed. And that's why I've been here before the board for those reasons.
Did you have a certificate of compliance when you went into the settlement?
There was a, I'm not sure if he had certificate of compliances then, but I know he had one when he put on the additions. We have attached that to the application, but I don't know if he had that in 1996.
I guess it was waived, I think.
Yeah, that's why it was waived, because there was one.
Mr. Chairman, we have a certificate of compliance here for screen, porch, and additions.
1998,
but nothing other than that. I think if I can make a suggestion to my chairman for a minute, we normally get from the assessment department, where we normally get certificates, the improvements on the property. Mm-hmm. And we would normally get that with our package, if you remember seeing that, right, where it tells you what CO's been
issued.
And it really gives you a history of what has transpired on that property since it's been bought. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be very helpful for me, I know, that I could look at that and say, oh, okay, here's a for the shed, here's one for, they put this on and so-and-so, and also it tells you about any accessory structures other than the main dwelling on there, if it's been inspected also, okay. So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to request that the Planning and Zoning Department include that in your packet from now. It's a tax map number. Go in and push a button, and from the assessment department, and you will be able to get that information.
Yeah, I'll get the benefits to the mail.
Staff just typically provides you what the applicant has provided to us. That is typically what we provide in your packet.
9 out of 10 times they don't provide it.
Again, we provide what the applicant provides.
So, I'd like to see that.
Okay.
Sure, I'm going to get you on that and see what we can do about that.
Okay.
Okay. I'll take care of that.
Thank you.
So,
okay, now,
in other words, you've made no improvements over the property itself. I could have told that by looking at that.
Since 2004, when he was here before the board, correct.
And you got a certificate of compliance for that, did you?
It's my understanding it was inspected at that time.
It was inspected, yes.
Okay. And you've made no improvements other than from there to now.
Yes, sir.
All right. No other questions?
Mr. Hudson?
No, it was just answered. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mill?
I see a variance request from 2004. I'm curious how this differs from that request.
It differs. It really differs in the fact that the survey from 2004 really wasn't as detailed and didn't show all the setbacks. For example, if you look at the survey that was done in 2004, it doesn't give you dimensions along the property. It shows even the steps. There's no dimensions there. It just wasn't as detailed as a simpler survey. So once we had that survey, it just became, you know, going through and saying, this is in violation. And why it wasn't brought out then, I don't know. I wasn't involved with that transaction. But in getting that survey, we just went through and said, we've got all these violations. We need to come before the board before we pass title. And Mr. Warrior hasn't been able to sell the property because of that issue. So we wanted to come before the board, get those variances, and clean that up. But it should have been done in 2004 when Mr. Warrior was here before and seeking the variance. But as you can see, there's no dimension even on the left side where it says 7.2. And it doesn't even match up with the variances requested, even the dimensions. So it's incorrect. Even the variances he sought weren't even corrected based on a survey.
I understand that the fee was waived. Why? If there hasn't been a mistake made by the county?
That I don't. I'm assuming it was waived because there were building permits and certificates issued, compliance certificate. That's what I believe. That's the reason. That is the reason why I believe.
And we have issued COs for this?
I would have to do research to see if we'd issued the COs. Typically, we waive the fee if we have issued a CO, and we have at least issued one.
Right.
It's quite possible we could have issued additional ones.
Okay.
But at least for part of what he's asking for, I can attest a CO has been issued.
Okay. That's the reason I would like to see that, because I could tell that by looking at it.
The location of the structures has not changed since 2004?
No, it has not.
So it was assumed that someone probably checked those structures and
complied and thought they were in compliance when they really weren't in compliance. And
I that documentation, John, you'd have that in front of you. Right now, you're going to have to ask that question.
Right.
So that's the issue that really came up, really, the difference between the surveys. And I know in talking to surveyors, today it's really very more detailed even than it was in 2004. It's amazing the details. So we're getting this more and more as people are going to sell property. So it's happening.
Isn't it funny the GPS is in now? All of a sudden they're disagreeing with each other.
Yes, I agree. That's correct.
Mr. Chairman,
I have a question. Is the reason why the rear back branch for the screen porch wasn't, when you ran it back in 2004, you got to include screen porch, why the variance wasn't granted back then? Is there a reason why that was?
They said no, I didn't have, it wasn't 10 feet, but it was 7 feet from the bulkhead on the survey, but a person from the planning and zoning came down to inspect the screened-in porch on the side, and I asked that person about the deck, and that person said that my property would extend out into the lagoon, into the water,
right.
And I had plenty of room to put that structure up. And as a matter of fact, I cut 2 feet off of it so it would, I made sure it was within the 10 feet allowance.
Right.
So someone from the county did visit your property and did check these things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Going to be sure because everything was granted that night in 2004, they accepted variance for the screened-in porch, the rear yard setback, correct?
Right.
And the reason because again, you're in there. Okay, to answer my question, then. So the county did come out and remove it all.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. Sure.
Yeah, I have some questions because there was a variance requested for that screened porch in the rear yard, and it was denied.
Right.
Yet the sunroom was built, and what I understand from Mr. Wary's testimony is that you built that after speaking with an inspector who came to the property and said that you were okay to put that where you put it. Had you already built it then?
No.
Okay. Then I guess my question in looking at it, you're 4.9 feet from the rear property line based on what this survey from September of last year shows. Is And you believe that you could go another 3 feet into the lagoon?
That's correct, yes.
Well, that doesn't add up to 5 feet, so I'm a little curious as to the math there, as to how that came about.
The end of the sunroom is 7 feet to the bulkhead where the pen is, and plus the other 3 feet into the water would give it 10 feet.
Okay, so you said...
Because I wanted to go out further, but that person said, on my own, I went back 2 feet, so I made sure I was within the 10 feet. Actually, I was told that my property goes 10 feet out into the lagoon. I mean, I heard...
But it does not. It doesn't. It does not.
No.
Okay.
It should be.
So you thought you were in compliance at that time with that sunroom. Okay. The sunroom to the side, I just want to make sure I've got clear in my head when things were built. The sunroom to the side was built in 04. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. The shed was there when you bought it in 96.
That's correct. Yes.
The house was there when you bought it in 96. And the deck, I presume, in the rear was put on with the sunroom.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you said that your neighbors, or maybe Mr. Tomasetti said it, that your neighbors are similarly situated on their properties?
Yes.
I think if you look at the picture, the last picture shows the view down the lagoon. If you look at the neighbors, if you look at that picture, that shot down there, you'll see the neighbor is a little bit back on the one, but the other house adjacent, this house, it's even further out than.
It's right out to the.
It's further out. If you look at not that next door neighbor, but the neighbor, not picking on any neighbors here, but just saying if you look at that house, it's even further out than. Mr. Wary's.
I have another question. On the second page in the back, the sunroom, are they measuring from the, is that a seat or a deck?
In the survey?
Do they measure from that?
I could not answer as to where they would have measured that from. Typically, they measure from the edge of the building.
The building, right? So that wouldn't have effect on that?
It possibly could. It
looks like they didn't build out all the way to the edge.
Yeah.
On the deck.
Right.
Yeah. So go by that deck then?
Yeah.
Yeah, go by the deck.
Well, but technically, I guess you could go either way because the deck was probably allowed, but when it was enclosed, it wasn't.
Okay.
So do you go to the enclosure or do you go to the full deck?
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah, technically, it's a deck hanging off still.
Yeah. Yes. So is that why they got caught on that, too?
Well, that would have just extended further.
Extend that, yeah.
Perhaps, Mr. Wary, the deck to the rear of the sunroom.
This deck right here. This.
There's that,
like a foot or
that
foot
little sliver. Is that about a foot or two?
It's 2 feet.
2 feet? Okay.
And that's part of the original deck?
Yes.
So from the edge of that deck to, I'm guessing, your property line is about 5 feet?
That's correct.
Okay. So you believe that the other 2 feet put you at 7 feet and that you were 3 feet into the lagoon?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me summarize then. What we've had from Mr. Wary, his testimony has shown the uniqueness of the property. It's a 40-foot lot. Other homes in Swan Keys are 50-feet lots. This is a 40-foot lot. The shallowness of the lot, really how it was developed and was in existence when Mr. Wary bought the property. It's the variance are necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property or cannot be otherwise developed, and it really... When he purchased the property, the home was it was there in that location back in 1996 when he purchased it. He did seek variances in 2004 when he did do the improvements, so they were not really created by the applicant. He thought he was in compliance when he came before the board, and the recent survey has proved that wrong in essence, because it shows that there really are additional variances needed, and the survey wasn't as detailed as it should have been. As we can see by the picture four, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And Mr. Wary has mentioned other homes are in that same situation, as we can see, not the neighbor adjacent, but the neighbor one away is even further to the lagoon. And it's the minimum variance that we're seeking based on the new survey, and the new survey really shows variances that Mr. Wary should have been seeking back in 2004 when he was before the board. And a detailed survey, if it had been done at that time, would have probably graded probably half those variances that we're seeking tonight. So that's the reason and the five criteria that we're seeking these variances. I know a lot of variances, but to really clean this up.
Further questions from any members? Sure.
I guess just one. Mr. Tomasetti or Mr. Wary, you've heard the statements made by Mr. Tomasetti.
You've heard the statements made by
Mr. Tomasetti. Yes. Do you believe those to be true and correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we approve case number 11,696. The applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for variances, not only verbally, but has written them down and presented it in the record. With the county making a wavering the fee, they're just telling me that they probably made a mistake there, and you were under the impression also that you're in compliance at all times. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So the variances that you're seeking tonight will put this property in compliance completely right now. Is that the reason? You're seeking this, okay, not only the one that you made the mistake on, but the ones that should have been taken care of before.
That's correct. Right.
That's it. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is it's a small property. It's 40 feet, and you were told it was 100 feet, but it's 96, isn't it, or something like
97.
That? 97.45 tenths. Mm-hmm. Okay. It can't otherwise be developed because of the existence of physical circumstances and conditions. The property is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It wasn't created by you because it was under the, you were under the impression that it was in compliance at all times. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, since 1996. Well, not all are essential character of the neighborhood. The variances had been approved in that area also. And this is the minimum that variance that you're seeking for the ordinance in effect, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we approve 11696.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickett and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,696. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickett?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11,696 is approved.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yep.